out the slums of the motherfucking Northwest. Making their way through the cities in the forest. Y'all now tuned to the Jeff and Greg podcast. This shit like a log from a dog's ass. So drink your box of cheap beer till you're so trash. So try to laugh and shit your pants, and that's a known fact. Greg might be on some magic mushrooms, he got no class. So when Jeff the Polar Cleo, and obviously he ain't got no gas. Go past the gold hash, cause laughs is in the forecast. More beer, get more smashed than clean talk at the doormat. Grab your popcorn, funny rings, and an egg roll. Till it's spreading legs, so I love the Jeff. I love the Jeff and Greg show. From the IDA, it'll help you with your day, bro. Hey, yo, Joe's a sponsor, Jeff is wider than that, yeah, yo. But rather than some Legos, got some crazy shit to say, though. Custom like your boss just took him off the fucking payroll. Some call it a grind, but we call it the sarcophagus. Comedy kings drinking beers and around this type of shit. Jeff and Greg snatching confidence, such a consciousness. Listen close and get off all these thoughts from this, I promise this.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna try something new.
Get it. All right. Ooh. Yeah. Break it down. Get it ugly style, bro. Yeah.
I've never even thought about doing this. I like it.
Yeah. Get that shit. Bring it down. Yeah. Pulse.
Never mind.
Damn, you almost had it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Whoa. This actually feels good.
Does it?
What's up, everybody? We're back. Never mind.
So I fuck your bitch.
Okay.
I meant to do that.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? We're back. This is the Jeff and Greg podcast coming at you live from Grey Bush Studios. Trying something new.
Yeah. Standing up.
Didn't really work. I mean, episode. It felt good.
What episode is it?
Episode 260.
Damn!
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You know, it could have been 261, though.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Been, dude. But you know? Were too...
I was sick, dude. You know, yeah. I'll take it. I was sick.
You were under the weather.
Yeah, I was like dying. And I was like,
you were in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, bitch.
Yeah.
We could still do this.
And you were like, you actually brought the stuff to the hospital. And right when you got there, I flatlined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, I don't think he's in any shape to podcast. And I was like, that's bullshit. We don't miss a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I made a full recovery. An hour later, I was, you know, good.
But after I left.
I called you, and you're like, I don't want to do it now. I was like, all right.
Yeah, you called me, and I go, I feel like I'm good now. Like, I don't want to anymore. Yeah. I've settled in now. I've put my jammies on.
Yeah, once the jammies go on, it's over, bro.
I'm not doing nothing going on, bro. And my jammies are buck naked.
Oh, so, what?
So if I put my jammies
on. When does that start happening?
Never, I'm just kidding.
I know you are. You put jammies on. I don't. I do put jammies around on when I before I go to bed, and then when I go to bed, all that shit comes off.
You sleep buck naked
every night, baby. It's freeing, you know. You gotta let that junk hang out, dude. You know.
I don't like it.
What?
I don't like the thought of it or the idea of it.
Well, I hope you don't like the thought of me.
I'm not saying I don't.
Like, hold on. If Greg's naked. Yes, he is.
Well, now I know. What time do you go to bed?
Huh?
What time do you go to bed?
I don't know, like 11.
Okay. So I'm usually asleep by then, so I don't have to have that thought running through my mind. Right, I wonder if Greg's buck naked right now.
Yeah.
Because he
is. I'm switch it up. I'm going to go randomly 9 o'clock.
You just start Marco Poloing me before bed.
Hey, I'm naked.
Hey, I just stripped down.
Under these blankets, I'm naked.
My balls are laying on the sheets. And I'm laying on my back, so.
Yeah, man. Of course, that's the only way to sleep. Bro, I don't use sheets
at all.
None.
There's no sheet on your mattress.
There is sheets on my mattress, but I don't use the sheet. Like, there's a sheet you put. Then
oh, fuck you! If you use a top sheet,
yeah.
That, no, exactly. Fuck that.
Exactly.
If you use a top sheet, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
that one goes directly somewhere else. When you open the package that comes with the whole bed set, like, fuck that top sheet.
Yeah. Who's using that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I'll tell you what. We put it on sometimes. I never use it. I never use it. Ever.
Yeah. I hate it.
It always ends up, like, pushed to the bottom or, like, all the way.
You're like, I want to feel the blanket. Yeah. I want to feel the comforter.
Yeah.
And we use a big...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I want to feel that shit all over my body.
We use a thick...
Naked.
We We use a thick down comforter with a duvet cover on it. Boy, that shit, that bitch is. I bet like it feels good naked.
How do you have you ever experienced it? Full on naked.
I mean, I have before.
And it does it feel like glorious?
No, it feels weird. It feels like someone's going to bust in and you're going to be stuck there butt naked.
What? Your kids are old enough now. They're not barging in.
Yeah, but shit happens sometimes. Like a dog pukes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that does happen.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then what? What happens?
What if there's an intruder?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, they're seeing my whole king caboodle. Maybe they'll just be like, hey, man, can you put some pants on?
Here, I'll wait. He throws you your basketball shorts that are at the end of the bed.
Oh, thanks. You found those. I'm glad you found those.
Couldn't remember where I kicked them off at.
The robber's all like, yeah, dude, go ahead. Yeah, I got you. Then he shoots you after you get your
foot. He's like, you good?
Yeah.
Do you need to tie the drawstring or anything?
Yeah, dude. I just didn't want to shoot him while he was like naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then people have to come in and right. They have to witness it and see the paramedics come in or the coroner.
Shot him while he was naked. That's fucked
up. The CSI has to come in, you know?
Oh, looks like they let him put his basketball shorts on. Nice.
If they didn't, though, they'd be like, this
must be a manhunt. This motherfucker needs to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be all over the news.
They're like, oh, well, you know, he's just another common criminal. But if you shoot somebody butt-ass naked in their own home,
yeah,
it's fucked up. They come after you. Look
for a guy that's into shooting naked dudes.
Yeah, dude, it's all over the news. Makes headlines internationally.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's true. It's all true.
I know.
So you have a duvet cover.
Yeah, but
you've never really experienced butt naked.
No. Well, I mean,
go on.
For short amounts of time.
Oh, right. Oh yeah. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you don't like to sleep like that.
Uh-uh. Why? There's been like an occasion where it's happened.
Right.
It was like a planned thing.
Yeah.
And I don't really like it.
What?
Uh-uh.
Wow.
I don't like it.
Yeah, me? I'm just like...
I don't like to be. Dude. I don't like to be nude.
What?
I don't like it.
It's that fucking Western upbringing, dude. I can't be naked. What? The fuck is that? Jeez.
I'm recording this.
Oh yeah. You ever take a work call during our podcast again?
I had to pause the show because my phone was ringing and it was a
dude,
someone from work. I had to take it.
If you ever do that again, in the
you heard how important that was, right? Jesus, couldn't wait, huh?
Yeah, nah, that
maybe
was,
could be a text.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Anyway, back to it. I don't know what we're talking about.
I'm totally derailed, bro. Well,
let's start fresh.
Okay, that's a good idea, man.
How was your week, my guy?
You know what? It was a great week.
Nice.
Got a lot done.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Did a lot of stuff.
Good.
We're getting a new bedroom set.
Oh, shit. I mean...
Yeah, dude. Don't go right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
How did I drop the ball on that one?
I have no idea, man.
I was messed up.
That shit's wild. So, yeah, man. was like, you know, so we threw away some dressers, right?
Sure.
So I'm cleaning out my dressers. And,
as you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you trash them?
Yeah.
Or did you, like, donate them?
No.
Or hand them down?
I love throwing shit into the dump.
Oh,
I
love
it, dude. One of them was pretty fucked anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like the bomb drawer we had fixed like multiple times.
It was just, that kind of dresser.
Yeah, it's like fucking shit that she's had since she was young, you know? We just get by with it, but now it's just too much.
Sure.
You know, we're like, fuck, we'll get a new one. Well, anyway, you clean out your drawers, right? You know, everybody has that drawer that has the catch-all, you know?
Yeah.
It has all the shit in it.
The one on the top right.
Yeah, it has all the stuff.
Sure.
For all the special stuff.
I know. The bedroom.
Yeah, the bedroom stuff. Yeah.
Bedroom time drawer.
Yeah. So my daughter's in the room. We're like cleaning shit out. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here so I can like throw this shit out of here.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm cleaning out.
Is it the kind of situation where like you're going, like you know that it's there.
Yeah.
And you know you have to address it like at some time?
Yeah.
Or was it like, da da da, and like, oh shit.
Yeah, dude. It was like, oh shit, yeah, dude. So we both knew this guy a long time ago. His name was Rodney. He used to be a fan of the show.
Yeah,
man of small stature, if you will.
He was a little fella.
But one day he gave me like a bunch of like pills, like max load pills. And I was like, why?
He gave you some gas station dick pills?
Yeah, dude. And I was like, what? He's like, I tried these out. I was like, all right. You know, I don't know what I was thinking, like holding on to him. I've had him for like, God, 10 years probably. I just threw him in the drawer and I was like, yeah, whatever.
I can't think of a situation in my entire life where like I wanted to have more cum. Like I would
want a max load.
I would take a pill that would just make just buckets of cum just.
So I'm like trying to, go get your son. My grandson, like, I'm like, go get out of here, dude. I'm trying to, like, throw these fucking things away, you know? But yeah, they're like big old pill packets that say max load on them. I'm like, what the fuck?
There's like a fucking volcano and like.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, why did I keep these? Like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, one day this is going to be useful.
I'm going to put these under the socks.
Yeah, dude. I have no idea why I kept that. Like, yeah, max load. Yeah. Just I threw a bunch of them in the fucking trash, and they just kind of sat on the top. And I was like, cool. Sweet. When my sons take out the trash, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
The older one's going to take them.
Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, these are mine.
He's going to blow himself through the bathroom door one day. Just,
don't come in here. I have to clean up.
I broke the mirror.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I can't think of a situation in my life where I was ever like, I wish I had more cum.
I wonder where I could get. I know where. A gas station. A gas station probably has some crazy load pills.
They're probably those dissolvable capsules that are full. They're just full of like
semen?
No, they're full of like oregano or something. Oh, what? Just like some bullshit herbs.
Yeah, nobody knows. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
they just put some fucking random shit in
there. Horny goat weed.
Yeah.
Milk thistle.
Yeah. Dude, what? Milk thistle?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, so.
I need more cum.
I was like, why do I keep these?
And your wife definitely doesn't want more cum.
No, she's like, nah, what?
She's like, is there a way we can just shut that part off so there's no cum?
Please?
Because I don't like that part.
Yeah. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
When I got a vasectomy, I was like, I wonder what's going to happen if I'm going to still
shoot dry cum. Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that'd be fucking weird. Like, I can't imagine, like, doing the whole fucking thing without, like, the thing at the
finale.
End.
Yeah. That's how you know.
Yeah.
That's like, how you know we're completely finished now. God's minds.
Yeah. I remember when I
don't touch me.
I was like, am I still going to be fucking, like, shooting, like, loads? Like, yeah. What do you think happens? Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know what valves you turn down there.
Yeah, dude. When
you're shutting off.
God. But yeah. So that was.
They just take the lead out of it.
You know, hiding all the sex stuff. And then,
was there more than that? You said all the sex stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was more stuff, of course.
Like? I need the whole list.
No, I'm not giving you the whole list.
Whoa.
What?
Give me the list.
No, bro.
What kind of sex stuff did you have in your drawer?
Just stuff, bro.
Like what?
Normal stuff that you have in your sex drawer.
Tell me.
What do you have in your sex drawer?
No, I asked you first. What is in your sex drawer? No,
just lubes. Just different lubes.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think it was going to be?
Well, it's boring.
Yeah.
Why didn't you want to tell? I feel like there's more. You wouldn't be secretive if it was just lubes. That's normal.
That is normal. That's what I had. And max load. That's not normal. Nobody has a bunch of gas station sex packs in their fucking thing from the 1980s. Like, where did you even get these?
He's like, these are from the Cold War. I've been storing them just in case.
The Russians really believed in max loads.
Just in case I ever really needed to really bust.
Dude. Oh, shit. Man. It's wild.
Did you ever take any of those?
No.
Like, not those, but right. like those kind of things, like from like Adam and Eve or those kind of stores where no. they have like the supplements that are supposed to help you like cha-ching and shit.
No, I've taken Viagra a couple times just for shits.
Just for just fun?
Just to see what happens.
Yeah.
It's like.
That's what happens.
Yeah, just day up. You're like, wow. Yeah. And then like you bust and then you just right, you can go right back at it.
It's just still
like,
there.
Whoa, we can do this again if you want. And it's always a no. It's like, why would we want to do it again?
Like, I guess I'll just go like flip pennies into the air with it or something.
It's like, fuck.
Put a peanut I'm, on it. I'm and trying
to get
the ceiling.
I'm trying to get away from you at this point.
I took max load too.
Damn it. Now what am I going to do?
I'm backing up.
I'm backing up, dude.
Yeah.
You're just out in the fucking backyard blowing loads in the little yard. Mm-hmm. Spray them down with a hose.
So we had a box in our drawer.
Mm-hmm. A box?
A box of stuff.
Okay.
That it's one of those things like, you know, when you if when you get married and like someone throws your wife like a bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah.
They get all kinds of goofy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or my wife used to go to those like prior romance parties.
Oh yeah.
Where they like tickle each other's clits or whatever. I don't know what they do in those parties.
Is that what they do at the parties?
I think they do.
Yo, sign me up, bro. I want to go with that.
Well, you can't. You're not allowed.
Oh, it's only girls?
Yeah. Boring. I don't know what they do.
Okay.
I think they put stuff on their nipples or something.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Cool.
They're like, yeah, that's tasty.
Wow. He only like, do that noise again. So gross.
I think they just sell. It's like Avon for sex toys.
Okay, right.
You know, Tupperware dildos and shit like that.
Tupperware dildos.
It's the brand name.
Right,
it's,
right.
They burp when you open them.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Keeps everything fresh. Anyway,
right.
So we had a box with a bunch of little things in it,
mm-hmm.
from like her bachelor. Her bachelorette party and like mm-hmm.
all these little
different little yeah. events and things that she's been to.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that's never been opened or used.
Yeah. So you decided to use it all in one setting?
Yeah.
Good. That's exactly what you should do.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to try all these tonight. Yeah. Yeah. So what happened?
We threw it away the same thing when we got yeah. a new, when we switched.
Oh, you
got the new bedroom.
Never tried
set.
Any of that stuff?
No, man. Most of that shit was like, you know, weird stuff.
Oh, like what?
Like nipple dust and shit.
Nipple
like stuff
dust.
That like is kind of dumb.
Yeah. What's nipple dust?
I don't know. I just remember like this little powdery thing and it's like supposed to taste like shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, lick me all over. It's kind of gay when you think about it.
Is it though?
Yeah.
What's gay about, like, doing that with a female? Like, I don't get it, bro. I get it if you're putting nipple powder on a dude. That would be hella gay.
You know what's gay?
What?
Like, making love is fucking gay. That's all that I'm saying.
Right,
like,
okay.
Doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
Wow. What? And bounce?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, hey.
We got fucking episodes to watch. I'm getting so much trouble for this fucking episode.
Oh, shit, bro. Wow.
But fucking...
Yeah.
Making love. Come right. on, get out of here.
Yeah.
Shut
that's
up.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, you want to make love? Because I don't get in trouble, bro. You know what I'm saying? She's like, sounds so vulgar. I'm like, I know. It's like, that's who you married, though. I mean, look at me. I'm like the epitome of vulgar.
It's true.
Yeah. Like, that's who I've always been.
Sure.
But when it's time to make love, it's time to make love, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He just gave me the creeps.
Yeah, all the girls are just like, you want to make love?
Shut up, motherfucker. You ain't making love to shit.
You're right.
Wow, you alright? Don't make love to your mama, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Right.
Anyway, so you got some new furniture coming.
Getting it tomorrow, yep.
Nice.
So we cleaned up the room, did all that good shit.
Nice.
Threw away all the sex stuff. Well, not all of it, but most of it. Yeah.
What'd you keep?
The lubes, bro. Oh. You keep all the lubes, of course. And the nipple dust, of course. Gotta keep the nipple
dust. The nipple nibbler and the body dust.
How does it even go on? You just...
It's like a little powder puff thing.
And you're just like... Pah, pah. Put it everywhere.
Put it on your knees and shit.
On your knees? I got dry knees, bitch.
Lick the knees.
Put it on my toes.
Lick the dust. The body shimmer off my kneecaps. Fuck.
What?
We're going to make love for like 3 hours.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, most girls are like, hey, can we just be done in like 5 minutes? Yeah, they don't give a shit about longevity. As long as they get theirs.
Yeah.
The faster, the better.
That's
true.
Probably true.
That's true. Mm-hmm. There's no girl.
Like
out
I
there.
Said.
Yeah, there's no girl.
We got episodes to watch.
Can we go for like 5 hours?
Yeah, we've talked about it before on those songs that are bullshit. They're like talking about fucking all night long and shit. Like, come on.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're going to get tired. You're going to get cramps.
Of course.
You're going to get a fucking that cramp in your thigh.
You're right.
Or your leg's like... You know that one?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it, man. You don't fuck for hours.
Yeah.
You fuck until both of you are done and that's it. And if you last 5 minutes, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you have a... I'm just saying, when you have a bad ticker, you gotta...
Hey, chop chop, dude.
Yeah.
I'm dying here.
I'm literally about to pass out. <You're> like, She's like, are you coming?
No. I'm dying.
Wheezing.
I'm fucking dying, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. So now you could be lazy, dude. You don't even have to do all the work anymore. You're like, I can't do it anymore. You got to do it all. Is that how that works? She's like, no, I'm doing this for you. It keeps you got to keep you in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway, so you finally got some new furniture in your bedroom.
I'm getting it. It's not here yet.
Oh. We did that a couple of years ago. It's kind of nice when you redo.
So we got like two dressers, a sex wing, a bed, stuff like that.
A sex swing? Is that what you said?
What? No, I said a bed.
No, you said two dressers,
right? And a bed.
A sex swing and a bed.
I did not. I don't know what you're talking about. I just said bed. Two dressers.
The sex
and
swing
a bed.
Is for you to sit in, huh?
Yeah. Yes. We're gonna build a glory hole too.
You're going to put up a pony wall in the middle of your bedroom with a glory hole in it?
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Yeah. Nice.
We're going to get somebody to come write a bunch of like bathroom slurs on it.
I like that. I like that idea.
It's really authentic.
You guys must have a really big bedroom. Sounds huge.
We're really limited on space.
The sex swing is above the bed.
Dangles in front of us. I'm trying to watch shows. Like, I can't fucking see.
You're like, can you move the sex swing over?
I'm not touching that thing. Right, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? We just made love in it.
Never.
Look at it.
Never.
We made love in it.
We made love. We'll make love.
Oh, man.
Is that what you say?
Yeah.
It's time to do it? Like,
yeah.
You want to make... You don't... You're not ever the dude, huh? That, like, instigates it. You're just like, I'm just trying to go to sleep. You're like, I don't really care anymore. Bustin' makes me feel good. Now, that was you, but not anymore, huh? You're like, I'm okay. I really don't need sex anymore. I'm good.
No, man. Not at all.
That's what happens when you start drinking non-alcoholic beer, bro.
What are you implying?
That you're drinking a non-alcoholic White Claw, which is pretty much a seltzer water.
It's a double whammy, isn't it?
It's like, hey, you know what we could do? We could sell these White Claws as non-alcoholic.
It worked
Isn't
on me.
Isn't that just a seltzer at that point?
Hey, you know,
speaking of sex tasty. And all that crazy shit that we were just talking about.
Yeah. Speaking of it.
Yeah.
What about
you remember, do you remember those Siamese twins that got married?
Yeah.
Well, they're a teacher. They were on TLC for a while.
Yeah, they've been famous since they were young children.
Siamese twins. Wait, is that what they called? Conjoined twins?
They're conjoined.
Yeah. And they're joined at the hip, right? Or they're joined at the neck, and they're all the way down, right?
Yeah, they're a weird case.
Yeah.
They're joined, like, their heads come together.
Mm-hmm.
There's two necks and two heads.
Right.
But there's only two shoulders.
Yeah.
So it's like a two-head. It looks like a two-headed person.
Right, right.
They have like one normal body with two heads.
But then one controls one side of the body and one controls the other side of the body.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
They just got married. But one of them got married.
Yeah.
Right?
It's Abby and Brittany.
Ah, Abby and Brittany.
Yeah, they're conjoined twins. Yeah, they just announced finally that they got married.
Right.
One of them got married. Actually, the wedding was in 2021,
mm-hmm.
but the pictures just leaked, and it's been a secret ever since.
Oh, wow.
And so now everybody is like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Because it's weird because they're essentially one body with two heads, but the two heads are different people.
Mm-hmm. And everything is like connected, except they have like one reproductive.
Everything except for their heads.
And their reproductive organ, right? They have one reproductive organ and one pelvis.
Yeah.
Which they share.
Everything from the neck down is one.
No, it's not everything. They have two different, they have a couple things that are like doubled. Like lungs, I think their lungs were doubled. I'm not sure if their lungs were doubled. That seems like a lot of lungs.
Yeah, maybe they have like.
I can't remember what it was. But
either way.
Yeah. It's a lot. They have two stomachs. I think they have two stomachs.
Either way, they have one body.
Yeah.
And it shares two humans.
Yep. But I remember when they were like becoming a teacher and they were like, yeah, I guess we deserve just one salary.
Paycheck.
Yeah, one paycheck, but we're technically two people, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. I saw that video today.
Yeah.
How weird would that be
to
go to parent-teacher conferences?
Oh, shit.
They're a fifth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They're a fifth grade teacher.
Yeah.
To go to PTC
mm-hmm.
and you sit there and you're like,
You know, they finish each other's sentences a lot.
I saw that.
For in like, video. Yeah, when they're talking, they're just like, I fuck like Jesus. They're like, why would you get paid double?
Their whole existence is so crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like how anything works.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean like,
they drive.
Physically, it's fine. Like, they figured it out somehow. But I mean, like, how often do you think they just fucking hate each other? Or, like, get into arguments?
I don't know.
Or do they always just agree with everything? Like, how do they eat?
What?
How do they choose what to...
Especially since this married thing, right? Like, he only married one of them. He didn't marry both of them.
How did he decide?
When he's she's like,
man, you guys really have a
what about
one
when he's
nice
like,
set of tits. Or is there three of them?
No.
Are there three titties?
I think there's one. I've seen her in a bikini.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus what about Christ. When the honeymoon thing was going on?
Right?
Like, she's like, the other one's just like, hey, you know what? I'll just, can I help out? You need help?
Just like,
your neck getting tired?
She's like, hey, I need your hand, too. So you have to do some of this.
Cup the balls, dude. Come on.
That's got to be fucking weird.
That's the weirdest thing. And
you know everyone in the world is asking these same questions.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Thinking it, at least.
Well, they like have one vag.
Yeah. Do they both feel it? Or does one of them have the nerves?
Yeah. I don't think so. I think they both feel it.
We need these girls to do like a deep
interview. Deep dive, yeah. We need to answer some questions.
We need the tea.
Yeah. I need some info, dude. Yeah. Like, hey, I know it's kind of personal, but...
Tell us how the...
How does it work?
How does the making love work?
Yeah, because...
Do you use nipple dust?
We have some. We were going to throw it out, but...
One of them licks the nipple dust off of his balls.
Dude.
What the fuck
He just passes it back and forth. Every once in a while, he's like, yeah,
what? What if one of them's like, I have a headache?
Right? Yeah, he just gives it to the other
one. We both don't need ibuprofen.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. That's funny shit.
Dude. There's so many.
That's questions, right?
So many questions.
Does he only play with like one tit? Does he? He doesn't. He can't.
Don't you dare see, look at my sister's tit.
It's on her side. You can't look at it.
Or did they just say fuck it? Like, we're one package. We're both into it.
Right. That's interesting because he.
But physically, like legally, you can only marry one of them.
Right.
Or else it's polygamy.
What if they get a second partner too? What if she falls in love? What if on the honeymoon, like they're at a thing and she's like, I want to go on a date with that dude over there. On the honeymoon.
What about me?
Yeah.
What about my needs?
Yeah. I'm getting dicked down every night. Like, what the fuck do you want? You know, like Jesus. You can feel it too, bitch.
She has to wear an Oculus and like she's watching Netflix with her one head off to the side.
Yeah, dude. I wonder how they do that shit. That's so wild. It's so fucking wild, man.
Like, yeah.
The questions are just running through, dude. Like, what if she met somebody on the honeymoon and she's like, I like this guy. I really want to go out with him.
Yeah.
She's just like, can we take shots?
Because one of the heads, one of the heads is more upright, mm-hmm. and one of them is kind of like cocked off to the side. So I wonder if that one is sort of the bitch, like she gets like
not like as much she's cool not shit. Like she's not the dominant one.
Yeah,
right.
The other one like bites her a lot,
slaps her with her hand,
slaps her with her own hand.
Fucking
she's all.
They're fucking fighting each other all the time. No, that's wild. I don't know, man. You would have to like get over a lot of shit pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, like if one of them wanted to like fucking do something, and the other one didn't. She just would just like not move her leg.
Yeah, just drag it to the hallway. Oh, dude, that's wild. Yeah. Who knows, man? She said that they get like they're totally different body temperatures too. So, like, one of them could be, like, sweating hot, and the other one could be fine, which is wild, right?
Weird.
She's like, you could see the line.
I want to see like hot at least see cold. An x-ray of them.
Yeah. I bet there is one out there somewhere of it.
Probably.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think I saw a thing on TikTok today where they were saying, like, all the different body parts they have or in internal organs, and I could have swore they had, like, two stomachs. So... It's like crazy. Two hearts. I think they have two hearts.
Huh.
What?
I'm going to look it up real quick.
Oh, shit. Look it up, dude. I'm curious. What if one likes spicy food and the other one doesn't? And they just get the runs all the time? I can't do this anymore. Just like fucking...
Brittany controls the left limbs while Abby controls the right.
Mm-hmm.
They also each have their own heart,
right,
brain, and lungs.
Oh, shit. So they have their own set of lungs. That's
they cool. have their own stomach and kidney,
mm-hmm.
but share organs such as the liver and the bladder.
Right.
So it's like a triangle. Like
yep.
It's separate at the top, and then as it goes down, it turns into one.
Right. Wow. So, like, the bladder, I bet they have to really be careful, like, how much food they're, like, drinking, or, like, shit they're drinking, because they share one.
Yeah.
You know, imagine how overworked that bladder is. It's like, fuck, I gotta pee again. Like, goddamn, stop drinking so much fucking water, you know? Unless it's, like, just huge. Their bladder's, like, double the size of a normal person.
That's weird.
Yeah.
One rib cage, three lungs.
Oh, shit. Three lungs. That's what it is.
Two hearts, one liver, two gallbladders,
mm-hmm.
two stomachs.
Right.
One large intestine, one small intestine, two left kidneys, and one right kidney.
Wow.
One pelvis, one pair of ovaries, one uterus, one bladder, one vagina,
mm-hmm.
and one urethra.
Right.
Weird.
That's what I'm saying, dude. So he's just plowing one of them, but they're both feeling that shit.
Interesting.
Very interesting. She's like, look, one of us is going to fall in love, and it ain't you, because your head is fucking off to the side, all right?
I think they need an OnlyFans.
How would that work?
I don't know, but I think people need some info.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least do a fucking interview and talk about it.
Do you think they will ever?
No, they're too.
They're too shy.
They're fifth grade elementary school teachers.
They can't talk about stuff like that?
I doubt it.
Yeah, you're right.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep hearing stories about teachers that are getting fired because the district finds out they have an OnlyFans.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a bunch of stories like that. Yeah.
Teachers got to make a living too, man. You know?
Yeah. A little side.
Got to get that money. Oh, shit. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Fuck.
Making that dope.
Britton and Abby, dude. Just living their life.
Yeah.
37 now, I think. I think they're 37. Fuck.
You know, there's another popular personality.
Right. Who?
That's making some more news again.
P. Diddy?
Well, I don't know if we have enough time to go into that one. I wasn't even going to talk about that tonight.
Right, right, right.
Because it's so deep.
It's so crazy.
Gypsy Rose.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
Well, she was forced to drop everything off of all social medias.
Really?
Because she got out of prison and immediately blew up on TikTok.
Right.
Remember, there's all those videos and sounds about her, like, just, like, going shopping and, like, just wilding out when she got out of prison.
Right.
And she had a pretty good fan club, but a lot of people were unhappy with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, you know, she did kind of murder her mom.
Right.
Regardless of, like, the circumstances, she still committed a pretty
crazy crime. Her mom was a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right,
yeah, cool. For sure.
Yeah.
And so she was told by her, what do you call it?
P.O.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, better stop with all the social media shit or you could go back to jail.
Really?
So, yeah. So she made an announcement saying, you know, she's going to respect that. And she was sorry for coming off a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And she deleted everything.
Really?
All social medias, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But there's going to be forever that TikTok sound of her saying, but the D was fire.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
You didn't?
No.
It was a thing that came out right after she got out. And she was talking about how great it was to be out. And she's like, and that D is fire. Because she got married.
Oh, shit.
In jail.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now
they're doing stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're using lots of nipple dust and stuff like that.
Yeah, dude.
And max load pills.
I like the sex, but there's a lot of jizz.
Is there always this much cum? God, it's like it's so obscene. Much. It's like
it's fucking so much.
It's like a shower of cum every time.
I don't like it.
It's like, come on,
it's like
stop.
A milkshake. What the fuck?
It's like just bubbling, like just bubbling
it's
out.
Frothy.
Like, sick.
Oh, shit. That's gross, bro. That's
like, it's just like pumping.
That D is gross. Fire.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, so.
Right.
Gypsy Rose no longer.
No longer making the rounds, huh?
No.
For how long? Just until the probation's over?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Probably.
Fuck. Wild.
I can't believe I had to take a work call right in the middle of the podcast.
Dude, if you ever fucking do that again, let me tell you.
What am I supposed to do, man?
Ignore him.
You're right.
Jesus. You're right. You act like this is our first day podcasting, dude.
Yeah, but I've never had to take a And I've never had a phone call come through.
Ever. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guess what? You never will again. Right?
You're right.
Thank you.
Well, I keep my pod life and my work life separate.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
So it's a secret. So I can't be like, don't call me podcast night.
Right. That makes sense.
You know.
Yeah. That makes complete sense.
Well, Greg, do you know what today is, my friend?
Yeah, dude. It's Good Friday.
It is.
That's real Good Friday.
It is a real Good Friday.
Damn.
It's a Good Friday.
What do you do on Good Friday usually? Do a lot of stuff for Good Friday?
Hell yeah. I celebrate the murder of Jesus.
That's not technically till tomorrow, isn't it?
Well, today's when it happened.
Oh, is it?
It was Good Friday.
Really?
Yeah, took him out, finally. Someone finally did the job.
Somebody got to him,
huh? Someone really, really gave him what he deserved.
Really? Holy shit. Wow.
I mean, shit. Yeah.
I mean, he did some cool shit while he was alive.
Yeah, but no one really knows the dark side of Jesus. No, I guess they don't talk about it a lot, but I've heard stories. I've heard tale.
What? Like he wasn't
such a great guy.
Tell me, man, because I've only heard the stories of like he turning water into wine and shit, you know?
Yeah.
That seems like a cool party guy.
Yeah, yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know where he did that at?
Where?
An AA meeting.
It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. It's like, wait, that's the only thing we can drink. God damn it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We can't drink that.
They did anyway, though.
Yeah, and they all relapsed.
Yeah.
They all went home and beat the shit out of their wives.
And Jesus laughed.
Oh, man. He did. Like, he made some fish and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, he gave that to people that don't even like seafood.
Yeah. He's like, drink my blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're, it's pretty culty.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Like, drink your blood? Really?
Yeah, what is this, a vampire?
Like, this bread is my body.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like, what are we fucking? What that, is this?
That sounds
cannibal
gross.
Shit.
Yeah.
Not interested, bro. Yeah,
right.
They make it out to be like he's feeding hungry and all this
right,
stuff.
Right.
It's not the truth.
He did.
He was a bad, bad cat.
Yeah,
and he got what he had coming to him.
Crucifixion, right?
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
It was for our sins, Greg. All
right. Right.
And he came back. Get over it.
The zombie. Fuck. Zombie style, he came back.
A couple days later, he's back and
sign me up on that.
Back and better than ever. Yeah,
he's like, I got max load pills on the horizon. Look for me in stores. Jesus Christ, max load.
The Bible too. This time I ain't fucking around.
It's just a porno.
Oh wow, baby.
Jesus.
So that's why we celebrate
Jesus is Zeus.
That's why we celebrate Easter now with chocolate and eggs and bunny rabbits.
Of course.
And shit.
Makes perfect sense.
Pastel colors, flowers, bunnies.
What exactly does the bunnies have to do with Easter?
I have no idea.
Or the eggs.
Right.
Or the candy. Like, what's that?
Yeah.
He just was like, hey, little kids, you want to get in the van? I got bunnies and chocolate.
I don't feel like looking it up right now, but I really would like to know how Easter became what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it's interesting.
You know, you can easily learn the history of why Christmas is, you know, Christmas is supposed to be a certain thing, and it's all about Santa and all that stuff, but there's...
Is Easter more vague? Probably, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Like, how did it turn into this holiday...
With the rabbits and eggs and chocolate and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you guys doing for Easter this year? You guys having a big old ham dinner and all that stuff?
Yeah, we'll do all that.
Yeah, we don't do any of that. We're not going to do. We had pizza tonight, and we'll probably eat leftover pizza for 3 nights till it's gone.
Sounds nice.
It's pretty chill. Pretty chill, in my house.
I would love that to be my Easter.
We all right. We didn't even get eggs. We didn't do anything for it. No spring outfits. No. Usually we do that. We didn't do that this year either.
Yeah.
Weird. I feel like.
Just nothing?
Yeah. Which is strange because usually we do something. You know, like last year we did eggs.
Like the minimum.
Yeah.
You color eggs.
Yeah. We didn't even do that this year. So, strange. But my boys don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't even know it's Easter, probably. Like, yeah. It's Easter? Like, what? If I said something, I'll be like, hey, it's Easter this weekend. They'll be like, oh, cool.
Cool.
Typical boy shit, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Oh.
They don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good weekend.
Hey, hopefully it will be. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? It'll be fun, dude. It'll be a good time. Yeah. I just can't believe it's already Easter already.
I know, it's crazy. It's
fucking wild. I feel like it was just Christmas like last week. Now it's Easter.
It really does. This whole year has gone by.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the last 12 months has gone by very fast.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Anyway.
Fuck Easter.
Fuck it. I have a video I want to show you. I've been watching. We watch a lot of Pluto TV.
Nope.
Well, we should check it out. It's pretty cool, actually. It's like having cable again, except it's completely free. Just fucking shit ton of channels to pick from. Mm-hmm. Literally everything you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching the other day, watching something, and there was a commercial that came up.
Right.
And really, it was really interesting.
Really? Really? Like how interesting?
To say the least.
Really? Okay.
So I'm going to show it to you.
You're going to show me a video that was on Pluto?
Well, yeah. It's a commercial that's just, it's actually everywhere, but I just happened to see it while watching something on Pluto TV the other day.
Were you watching Maury Povich?
No, I think I was watching
Ricky Lake.
CSI.
Oh, CSI.
Okay, here we go.
Not a guy. But when yours bends in a different direction, you might feel bothered by it. So talk to a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, but it's treatable. XIAFLEX is the only FDA-approved non-surgical treatment for appropriate adult men with Peyronie's disease. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, XIAFLEX has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, or if you're allergic to any collagenase or any of the ingredients. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, and severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Seek help if you have any of these symptoms. Do not have any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle. Sudden back pain reactions after treatment may occur. Tell your doctor if you have a bleeding condition or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Talk to a urologist about what your manhood could look like. Find a XIAFLEX trained urologist at Bent Care.
It's so the commercial is about having a crooked dick, and it's for a medication that can help you fix your crooked dick. But
who gives a fuck, right?
But
yeah.
The commercial uses.
Carrot.
A carrot,
yeah,
with a crook in it,
yeah,
a crooked carrot,
yeah,
to you know, yeah, to be the crooked peepee. But the website to go to is called bentcarrot.com.
Very like misleading.
Yeah,
like
I think I'd rather have a bent dick than all of those side effects that you can get from taking the pill. Or the medication, yeah, or whatever it is.
You can't have sex 4 weeks after each treatment.
It's like take one pill every 2 weeks, but don't fuck for 4 weeks after each treatment.
Fuck, dude. Jesus,
I can never use my bent carrot anyway. Now.
Fuck. Who? I didn't think that was a problem people were having. Like, oh, your dick's bent. Like, what? Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
At the beginning of the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll play it over. Look at the actors. And look how, like, disappointed the woman looks. Look at the look on their faces when they show up. Or when they do a close-up.
There's no...
different from guy to guy. But when yours bends in a different direction, you might feel bothered by it. So talk to a urologist, because a bend in your erection...
Like, what the fuck? What's wrong with this carrot? What if you pulled out your... You pulled your pants down, it's just a carrot? I've been taking this shit, and it turned my dick into a carrot.
They're like, it might cause... Cause anal leakage and
anal leakage.
It said something about getting a fractured penis from an erection. What?
Like, oh fuck! You just start coughing up blood.
You're like, oh yeah, it's getting there, babe. And you just hear, like, oh shit, it broke.
I need to go to the doctor right now. It hurts so bad. Bustin' makes me feel just got good. It in a C clamp. It's like Jack fucking.
It said something about stretching and shit.
Stretching exercises. You mean beating off?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just doing the stretching exercises, honey.
Don't you think having like a nice curve to it might be a good thing?
Oh yeah, dude. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Could really work it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could do a lot of different things with it.
Yeah, hit me with that crooked cock. Yeah. I did not know there was a disorder called Peyronie's disease.
Me neither. I had no idea.
It means you have a crooked...
You should look up Peyronie diseases... images. It's just like fucking dude.
Just a bunch of fucking,
it's like straight back,
like silly dicks. I was gonna say silly straw dicks.
Oh yeah.
Just a bunch of silly dicks.
That's funny. Yeah, you don't want to get that pepperoni disease. It's fucked up. Just put some nipple dust on it, you'll be good.
Yeah, baby.
Nipple dust, that's what I did. That shit.
There's just like illustrated pictures.
Good. That's probably for the best.
Yeah. For sure. For real.
Oh shit.
Oh man. So I was wondering, Greg, if you wanted to bring back a little something that we used to do on the podcast. We haven't done it in quite a while.
What is it?
Play a little Would You Rather.
Oh, yeah. We haven't played that in a minute.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
You got one for me? You got a Would You Rather?
Yeah, I got two today.
Oh, shit.
That I thought were pretty interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Hit me with them.
I was going through a list of would you rather questions, trying to come up with some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that most of the good ones involve doing something, like if it's not about eating something gross or whatever, it's about doing something with somebody that's either related,
mm-hmm,
or a stranger.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can see that. I can see that being a thing.
Because if it's like someone you just casually know, it's like not that big of a deal usually, I guess. But most of them are. So anyway, the two that I found have to do with strangers.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
So would you rather, Greg, scratch a strange man's asshole with your finger? Like, they have an itch,
ugh,
and you have to scratch their asshole with your finger.
That's fucking gross.
Until their itch is
satisfied. Yeah, until they're sated.
Or have a strange man scratch your asshole until your itch is satisfied.
I'm gonna have a strange man scratch my asshole, because I'm not reaching my finger into another man's asshole.
Well, you could just... Go around the rim. No. Nope.
What if he's like, I need you to really
get... Like, that's not it. No, that's not it. He's like, left. You're like, if I go any more left, I'll be in your hole. He's like, yeah.
That's where I want it.
That's the spot.
Yeah. What if he just like keeps going? Like, I need you to really get in there. You're like, God, geez. Really
harder, harder, yeah. Harder.
I said harder. Like, no, that could be a nightmare. I know if somebody's going to scratch my ass, I'm going to be like, I'm good. You know?
You're like, it really wasn't that itchy.
Yeah.
It was just the
thing. He's like, I could keep going. I'm like, nah, I'm okay. Really, I'm okay.
And then he spits on it.
Oh, shit. Then you just go, yeah. Then you're getting raped.
Yeah.
The next second.
Oh, man. Another quick one. Mm-hmm. About a stranger.
Okay.
Would you rather suck a fart out of a stranger's ass?
Nope.
Like,
nope. You know, just nope.
Lips to lips.
Jesus.
Take their fart in and then hold it in like you're trying to get high off
Did
it.
You say hold it in?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's wild. That's fucking wild, bro. No.
I just made that part up.
Oh, okay.
It just says suck a fart out of a stranger's ass.
And hold it in like you're trying to get high.
Like you're trying to get like a buzz off of it.
So gross.
Or chew off their big toenail.
Oh, like, what?
Like your toenail clippers. Just like peel the end off.
Shut the feet, fuck up.
Your teeth.
Those are both fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not putting my lips on somebody's asshole, though. And then sucking a fart out of their fucking butt. Yeah. Dude, no. Dude. That's not happening ever. Yeah, I guess I'm chewing off somebody's toenail, which is equally as, well, not equally as gross. It's gross.
It could be worse.
I don't know, man.
What if they have a super clean butthole? Like, it's fresh out of the shower, scrubbed.
I don't give a fuck. They're still farting shit particles into your mouth.
Right, that's where it gets you.
God.
But what if it's like a nasty, thick, like fungus toe?
Ah, dude, that's gross. That's gross too.
It's stinky too. Ugh. They got athlete's foot all around it.
Okay, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do the toe thing.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm not putting my lips near anyone's asshole ever. Ever, ever in the world, ever.
Right.
Like, right. Even a lover.
Right. You know? Even if you're like, oh, let's make love.
Suck a fart out of your ass.
Say it in Japanese, bro.
Spread the cheeks so I could get a look at the brown eye. Yes. Now pucker up. Here I come, daddy.
Oh, God, it did. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, man. I guess the toe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. What was the answer to your first one on that one for you?
Yeah, I'm having my asshole scratched.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Same reason, right? Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Not into any kind of butt stuff, and especially a dude, I don't want to scratch your butthole.
Nah, I'm good. I pass.
But I mean, if you could get mine, that's good.
Yeah.
We could go there. If we have to.
Right.
It's do or die.
Do or die, yeah. Scratch my ass all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not scratching yours, though.
Right.
What if he's like, now my turn? Like, I'm okay.
No, that's not the name of the game.
Wow. Those are pretty nasty. Those are pretty gross.
Like, just use a pine cone.
A pine cone? Ouch. Yikes.
Yep. Anyway, man.
I'm really fucked up after you finished fucking up.
Are you throwed?
I'm like, damn.
You throwed off after that? How about this?
Now on the Jeff and Craig podcast, it's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
The Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
Damn. What's it brought to you by?
The Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week is brought to you by Let's Get Roasted Coffee.
Probably the best coffee I've ever had in my whole life.
Probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
LGRcoffee.com. Check them out. Go to the website. Pick your blend. Pick how you if you want it whole bean or if you want it pre-ground for you.
What's so special about them, do you think? What is it?
Special about what?
Let's get roasted. Like, what makes, what sets them apart?
Well, Greg, I'm glad you asked because the beans are delivered fresh in their raw state.
Ooh.
And then, unlike most coffee companies that drum roast their beans and they
sit around in a silo somewhere.
Sit around somewhere waiting to be packaged.
For months.
And then waiting in a grocery store shelf for who knows how long.
Right.
For you to burp that thing and
get
your Folgers.
Yeah.
Or your
that sounds gross.
Now other you say brands.
That right.
unlike those fuckboy coffee companies out there. LGR Coffee air roasts their coffee beans to order.
Yep.
So when you get your coffee, it is fresh.
Ooh.
It was just made.
And it smells fresh.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm telling
you. Yes, sir. You know what? Funny story.
Tell me.
We typically drink our LGR coffee on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Saturday, Sunday morning, wake up, make a fresh pot of coffee.
All right.
The other day, or last weekend,
mm-hmm.
gave my wife a cup of coffee. She's like, this coffee is really good. I was like, yeah, it's LGR. And she was like, what?
Nah.
Yeah, it was like.
Does she not drink LGR usually?
No, usually there's another, she has another kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The LGR is mostly for the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was like,
because I don't drink coffee at home during the week. I drink it at work.
Mm-hmm. You take your K cups down there.
So I get my, yeah.
Yeah.
I have my coffee at work, but right. she has her pot in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But on Saturdays and Sundays, I make it at home with the LGR coffee. And she was like, noticed a difference.
Wow.
She's like, this is good coffee. I was like, yeah, I know.
It's probably
tell
the best.
Me something I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you can enter a code Jeff and Greg and get 10% off your next order.
Yeah.
That applies to all merch as well. So I don't know what you guys are waiting for.
Look, I'm wearing the hoodie right now.
It's so sexy. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, back to the Urban Dictionary, Greg. How about you?
Yeah.
Do me a little favor.
What am I going to do?
Will you tell our listeners?
Go on.
How to get ready?
Yeah, I could do that.
And prepped
yeah.
for this Urban Dictionary thing I'm about to spit at them.
Okay. So here, check it out. My boy here is going to paint you a picture, you know. But first I want you guys to, like, you know, get comfortable. You know, get your favorite robe on. You know, get your favorite earbuds in or turn your favorite speakers on. Get it nice and mellow. Turn the lights down.
Suck a fart out of a stranger's ass.
If you must.
Maybe straighten out their bent carrot.
Maybe they have a problem. Maybe you can help them out with it. But my boy here is going to paint you a picture like Bob fucking Ross. It's time for the Urban Dictionary phrase of the week.
Yeah, it is.
Hit them with that Easter shit.
Yeah, baby. That's all I was just going to say. It is Easter time.
Mm.
This weekend.
Love is in the
Sunday
air.
Sunday is Easter.
Yep.
Love is in the air.
Easter fucking candies on the.
The Easter eggs are flying.
Flying. Yep.
Yeah.
People are hunting eggs.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Jesus' corpse is still warm.
He's about to raise.
Yeah.
Raise up and.
R.I.P., you know?
R.I.P. Azus.
Yeah, man. So this time.
JHC, baby.
They are all. I like that. JHC. They're Easter themed.
Yeah.
And I like it. The first one is called the Mexican Easter Basket.
Right.
And then the other two are also just called Easter Basket, different variations of it. Yeah. So let's start this off here with the Mexican Easter Basket.
Okay.
It's a rolled up filthy diaper found in any public space other than a trash can. Why does it have to be Mexican? Doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Happy fucking Easter.
So anytime you find a shitty diaper.
Just laying in the street.
There's a Mexican Easter egg.
Yeah. Do it. What's in it? Open it up.
Urale!
Hey, Bato.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what you'd say. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Did it again, Greg.
I know, bro.
Fucking did it again.
You got so many sounds.
Oh, shit.
You got to, like, scroll through the buttons. Which one is it?
Okay. Moving on to, should I read the Easter basket or the Easter basket?
Read them both. Okay. They're good.
All right. The first Easter basket is when you fill up someone's toilet with toilet paper until there's no water left. And then you take a shit on top of the TP. Which resembles an Easter basket. That's fucked up. I think every middle schooler does that every day. If you've ever been to a middle school bathroom, that is something you see every day. Almost.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Is it that bad? They just don't know how to use bathrooms.
No, they do it on purpose because they're assholes.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Easter basket.
Oh, you sent me three of them.
Yeah.
Oh, there's three. I was like, wait, there's more. All right, next is the Easter basket.
Huh?
This is the act of a man stretching one's own testicles and inserting them into his own anus. Then shitting them out, much like the famous Easter Bunny.
What?
What? Did the famous Easter Bunny shit nuts out of his ass?
I have no idea, bro.
Listen, I've never claimed to have short nuts, but I don't think I could reach my ball sack all the way to my asshole.
Even if he stretched them?
That's quite a stretch.
That's quite a stretch. It is.
Yeah.
Even for you with no ass, it's still quite a stretch.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, actually, you might be able to pull it off.
I don't think so, man.
You just have a hole into your leg.
But to get the nuts in your ass, that's...
That's the tricky part.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's too much. That is too much. I didn't know the Easter Bunny was famous for doing that.
I had no idea the famous Easter Bunny shits balls out of his ass. Shits his own nuts out of his ass. I don't even want to see that Easter Bunny.
That sounds like an evil Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
That Easter Bunny's up to some shenanigans. Oh, shit. What was the third one?
Okay, the next one. The Easter basket.
Okay.
Is when you eat hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I don't want to.
Go on.
I don't like saying the words
right.
that this one contains.
Say it.
And I don't like saying it like we're the ones that it came up with this. Like that, I feel like that's what it sounds like when I read these sometimes.
Right.
And I just want everyone to know that these are just Urban Dictionaries that someone in a trailer park somewhere made up while they're on meth.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Yeah.
Half of them, most of them are. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They're on meth and they're just typing these up because they're so gross and stupid.
Right.
So I will read it, and okay. I'll say the words, but okay. Just know that these aren't my words.
Right.
Okay.
They don't come from the heart.
Yeah.
Right.
The Easter basket is when you eat hard-boiled eggs from the vagina.
Right.
And use the vaginal fluid as a mayo-like substitute. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gross. So you're making deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled pussy eggs. So that's what I'm picking up here. Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You know, we need some more mocktails, bro.
I agree.
We need some more mocktails.
Like a fancy, fake margarita.
Yep. Sounds good.
That was delicious. That was good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway.
That talking about the Easter stuff did remind me of something.
Well, what?
Last Saturday was the annual, around here anyway, for us.
Mm-hmm.
Every spring there's a thing called the Spring Fair.
Yeah, where was it?
It's at the football arena in Pocatello.
Oh, okay.
The college football arena.
The old Holt Arena.
If you will.
Yep, I will.
It's pretty big. Pretty big event.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of different vendors selling a plethora of different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mostly spring-themed stuff for your home and garden.
Okay.
Kind of.
Right.
You know, lots of different shit.
Yeah.
For your house.
Of course.
But there's also the, you know, the people selling home goods and
yeah.
different things.
Salsas or any salsas?
There. Did you say salsa?
Salsas, yeah.
I didn't see any salsas.
Damn it.
But mm-hmm. there was a barbecue sauce display.
No. Did you buy some?
Or what do you call it?
A BBQ sauce?
A barbecue sauce vendor there.
Ooh.
Homemade barbecue sauces.
Damn.
I feel like the guy, when we locked eyes,
mm-hmm.
he knew I was going to be in, you know, into what he was slinging.
Right.
Actually, my daughters were all, "Dad, come over here. This guy's got barbecue sauce."
Uh-huh.
And there's free samples. And so I went over there. He gave you one of those tiny mini spoons.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get at Baskin Robbins when you get sample their ice cream.
Yes.
And he would just give you a little, pow, here. All of his sauces were laid out. He's like, "You like this?" I was like, "Yeah." And he's like,
"He feed it? Did he feed you it?"
Yeah. And then he dabbed my mouth with a napkin.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
No. He
how gave you like that, my little gentleman?
And he kissed my forehead. And they tucked me in.
Were you naked?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So he was giving me these tastes, these little mm-hmm.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it right now. God, so gross, dude. Ah!
And they were so good, bro.
How many did you buy?
Well, he had a deal.
Mm-hmm.
He had a deal.
Right. Buy 10, get one free.
Buy 10, and then we make you buy an 11th one.
Make it 2.
If you buy 10, then you have to buy 10 more. Full price. It's a great fucking deal. Did you taste them yet?
Fuck, dude. All right. That was good, man.
He's like, "Try not to max out your credit card."
People are just fucking over there just like...
Yeah, just throwing money yeah. in, just not even taking anything.
Like, fucking here.
He had a deal. And so I ended up buying 3 jars or bottles.
Okay.
And they are so good.
Why aren't they down here right now? So,
listen to this. I bought one. You may not be into this one. It's one of those flavors that is like either you like it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a barbecue sauce that is horseradish themed. It's the...
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Okay.
Then these are the 3 that I bought.
Right.
I bought the horseradish one. Then I bought one called Spicy Garlic.
Of course.
And then there was one called Moderately Spicy. And I bought that one.
Was it good?
Yeah.
So which good. One was the one that you had a doubt of? Like the one?
The horseradish one.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people are like, either fuck you or hell yeah on horseradish.
Yeah. I like horseradish.
Yeah.
It'll fucking clean you out. Yeah. If you get the hot shit. That shit, like
opens, right in your yeah, nose.
It opens your shit up quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a fan. I love horseradish.
Yeah, me too.
But to me, they're all amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so that's what I did. But I was going
to
say there was...
Immediately after this, we're going to try those.
The old
immediately sauces. After this.
We can do that. Yeah. I've got them in my garage fridge.
Good.
Where they belong.
Try them.
That's not what I was going to say about this, but... there was a fucking Easter bunny walking around this spring fair. And I realized, like...
He wasn't wearing any pants?
he had his Easter bunny dick out.
You're like, hey, that's not an Easter bunny's dick. That's a people dick.
I know that dick anyway. but I was thinking, like, I get Santa Claus.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I get that. But to have a grown-ass man put on a rabbit suit, and he has, like, a blazer jacket on, like a white blazer.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's like, kids are frightened of a man in a rabbit suit. They're not like, oh, my God, it's the Easter Bunny. They're not tricked like they are with Santa.
Right.
You know?
Did he have fangs and shit, or what? Like, what's scary about an Easter Bunny?
He's not scary. He's just, it's just creepy. It just looks weird. It's just a man in a rabbit suit.
Yeah.
Like, at least Santa is like just a dude with a beard.
That's true.
But he was like waving to the kids, and they're like, everyone was like, fuck you. He's like, I got candy.
Yeah.
But like, no one was biting on the Easter Bunny. Right. And he was wearing Air Force Ones.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like pastel colored ones.
Right.
Probably expensive, but I was like, nah. Everyone wanted to stay the fuck away from the Easter Bunny. They're all like, that's creepy.
Yeah. I would have been up there getting that candy.
Just slap him on his little
do a little
Easter Bunny ass.
Do a little oil check.
Bop his nose.
Yeah.
And a boop his nose. After I
check his oil. Just hope you're fresh.
Do you think the suit is connected to the guy's real asshole? Inside the suit. Like... They have to line it up with the tail.
He has a butt plug. That's his tail.
Oh, okay. And like he's as naked as you are when you're sleeping inside of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, dude. Perfectly. He's just wearing a pastel fucking vest and some pastel shoes with the ears.
Just,
that's it.
He's just got
and a mask, and that's it.
Just got that big round head on.
Yeah.
And he's just a naked man otherwise.
He's just with really hairy.
Rabbit hair butt plug in his ass. A tail, I mean. Rabbit tail butt plug in his ass.
He's at the barbecue place.
He's tasting sauces. Shit. Oh, shit, man.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, you got anything else going on, man?
No, man. In the world
of Greg?
Nope. Everything's pretty chill at my house.
Yeah.
Not much going on yet, you know? But we are getting into those summer. It's coming around the corner.
It's close.
I'm sure we got some shit planned. Who knows? But did you hear about that girl who left her baby and went on vacation for like 16 days?
Yeah.
She had something going. She had to get out of town. She's like, you know what? I'm tired of this baby shit. I got to get out of here for a little bit.
Yeah,
how long was she gone for? 16 days, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was like at least 11.
Yeah. Some it wild was a long shit, right?
Time. Yeah. Like, it was longer than the average vacation.
Yeah. And she came back and her baby was dead.
Yeah.
Wild.
Imagine that.
So wild.
They're not able to take care of themselves yet.
Yeah.
She left it in a pack and play. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's a fucked up story.
That is a fucked up story.
Yeah.
It's wild.
You know what? I was scrolling through the old TikTok yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You ever come across something and it intrigues you and then you see like, at the top of it, it's like part 8 or something.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
So you're like, oh, shit.
And tell me it's the lion stories.
You're like, now I need to go back.
Is it the lion stories?
Lion stories?
Yes. No, there's a fucking one. That, okay, so on my timeline, I've been scrolling, and I'll keep crossing the, like, this lion cub. And it's like, I watched one of them, and it was like, he's struggling to keep up with his parents, and they that kind of disowned him because he's a runt or whatever. And I was like, man, this is fucking sad. Then I ended up watching, like, 11 of them. And I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome.
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
It was this fucking story about this young kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a teenager, like high school age teenager.
Okay.
His mom found in his closet of his bedroom in a bag a human head.
Yes, I saw that.
A human head and then human he's
like,
hands.
I have so much anxiety right now. And he's like going into details about how he
was like breaking down like exactly how he
yeah.
He's like, this I dude murdered and this everything guy. He's like, did.
Stabbed his eyes
but
out.
But he was like getting like happy.
Yeah.
Like excited, like telling the cop the stories.
He's all, I've wanted to do it for a long
time. How vividly he was like explaining it. Like he was getting, like it was, like he was getting a kick out of it again, telling the story. Fucking crazy shit.
That shit was creepy as fuck, bro. Yeah.
Yes. The cops showed up and they're talking to him and they're like, are we going to find anything? He's like, yeah, probably a human head and hands.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? His mom just found it in his bedroom.
That's wild. That's wild, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Some crazy motherfuckers out there.
There are, man.
He just had the urge to fucking murder. He just went and found a homeless guy and just chopped him up.
That's fucking so wild.
Yeah, he's talking about how he like cut his guts out and like pulled his liver out and stabbed his eyes and all this shit. Like he was just having a good time.
Like,
slashed him up.
Yeah. Then he left the body and then he came back and got him.
Yeah.
And like dumped him somewhere, right?
It was fucked up.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. But he was so, like, calm when he was telling the story.
Man.
I was like, fuck, this is crazy.
It was like he was, like, reliving it and, like, oh, it's fucked.
It's weird,
dark
dude.
Shit.
It's so dark. Yeah. I imagine that's how Easter is for me.
I wish I would have just come across your lion cub videos.
Oh, those are so cool, man. I'll have to show you. They're, like, the fucking best, man.
Yeah. I like those kind of things.
Me too. And I was like, oh shit, man, this is crazy. Anyway, yeah, I saw those other ones though, and I was like, I didn't watch them all because I was like, this is dark.
Yeah,
yeah, this is so fucked up.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, I feel like that's about it.
Yeah, I think it is.
We pulled it off.
Garcia Street Tacos.
Yeah,
another great sponsor of the show. Fucking amazing tacos.
Our favorite Mexican food that you can get.
Easily.
Garcia Street Tacos.
Easily.
The best. Just, if you're not local.
Mm-hmm. And you're not eating there?
If you're not local and you don't have an option of going there,
right.
Check out their Facebook page at least. And you'll be like, what? How is this place real?
Right.
And guess what? It is.
It is.
So if you're local, check out Garcia Street Tacos and you will.
Thank us.
You'll thank us.
Yep. Bria Tacos, Bria Pizza, Bria Ramen. Yeah. Plus, they turn into a nightclub on the weekends, like full-on dancing, club stuff. Yeah. It's awesome.
I had a video come up the other day.
Right.
And it looked like it was popping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You go by there, and it is
look like a good
packed,
time.
For real. So,
so
check them out.
Go check them out.
Check them out.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I guess that's it.
Yeah, man. Happy Easter.
So, happy Easter, everybody.
From the Jeff and Greg podcast, happy Zombie Jesus Day.
Yeah, I hope Jesus Claus brings you everything that you ever wanted for Easter.
I got another monitor today.
Nice.
I got dual monitors now on my computer. Fucking dual.
Whoa. Nice.
Fucking dose.
So, the Easter Bunny came early for you.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Right on my, in my monitor, yeah.
Yeah. Did you use that nipple dust on him at least?
Yeah, I went through your trash and got it.
Good.
You're like, I don't want this to go to waste. You called me up. You're like, I'm throwing away the nipple dust. Come
like
get it.
Sprinkling it on the kid's cereal. Someone's eating this shit.
This cereal tastes weird. Shut up and eat it.
Why does it taste like fizzy raspberry?
You're like mixing it into the sugar. You're like.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're all right. Yeah.
That's what I did.
Why'd you get all deep voice? Yeah. I did that shit. Yeah.
Cause.
All right.
All right. All right, we're done.
Yeah.
Till next week, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Greg.
And we out, bitch.
We'll talk, motherfuckers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, get that shit. Make that love.
Make love.
Fucking fuck you, Blake.
Fuck the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, piece of shit.